Egbertur Gismonti may not be a name that trips off the tongue in most U.S. households. Certainly doesn't trip off mine, but in Latin America and Europe, Mr. Gismonti is widely respected as a composer and quite well known. He's also an acclaimed pianist and guitarist, and he's especially noted for his ability to bring together different kinds of music. Michelle Mercer spoke with Mr. Gismonti in his home in Rio de Janeiro.
Throughout his career, Egberto Gismonti has worked to combine seemingly irreconcilable styles of music. This goes back to his childhood in Carmo, in southern Brazil. His father was Lebanese, his mother was Italian. They each encouraged him in different ways.
I am a musician with two different backgrounds. The first one is the classical piano and all the related matters, like orchestration, composition. Okay, I spent 12, 13 years in Brazilian music school. We call Conservatorio de Música.
That came from his father.
My mother, Italian, she used to say, "Fini qui tesoro mio," this kind of stuff. And say, "Okay, pianoforte, it's very good, but very, very aristocratic instrument. You must play some instrument for serenatas." That's why I start with guitar. Because of my mother, I had a second part of my music feelings. It's like a music from the streets. Folk Brazilian music.
Before he picked up the guitar, Gismonti spent 15 years learning classical piano in Brazil. Then he went to Paris, where he learned 12-tone music with Jean Baraquet, and also took piano and composition with Nadia Boulanger, the legendary teacher who guided Aaron Copland, Philip Glass, and Astor Piazzolla. She told Gismonti the same thing she told Piazzolla.
In the very, very end, after 1 year, she told me, "Now is much better you go home to realize that your home is much richer than Europe. To be a good composer, you must have good inspiration, good influences. Go back home. We're very tired of here."
So Gismonti went back to Brazil, deep into the heart of the Amazon, where he lived and worked with the Xingu Indians in the rainforest. They agreed to let him stay on the condition that he spread their beliefs and music beyond Brazil.
I realized after so many years at the music school that we have a sort of mixing music in Brazil. I think Brazil is the only country in the world that mixing European, Africans, and Indians. Mixing in terms of really mixing.
Gismonti decided to combine his mother's influence, his father's influence, what he learned during his stay with the Indians, and what he'd studied in Europe. But when he recorded with the Lithuanian State Symphony Orchestra, he learned that different cultures can have vastly different interpretations of one basic rhythm.
I give you an example. There's a music figure. That's the basic rhythm cell stuff in the Brazilian music. But music is related to the culture.
In German musical culture, he says, rhythm begins with the march.
March means they need the main beat. The beat, or the accent, goes to the longest note. I show you. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
When French people play the same rhythm stuff because of the impressionism, when they play ta 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 ta, this comes triples because it's near to their culture. Ta ta ti ta 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 ti ta 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 ta. On y va, let's go. Ta 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 ta, that's it.
Bringing different cultures together on the piano, Gismonti's first instrument, was a challenge. To do all this on the guitar was even more difficult. He says it required radical reinvention of the instrument. Approaching the guitar's fretboard as a keyboard, Gismonti experimented with unusual tunings, and with 8, 10, 12, and 14 string guitars.
Because of those strings, I have a lot of different inversions not possible on guitars. I'm not really a guitar player, not in terms of classical playing. Okay. As piano player, I was thinking to have different possibilities with my right and left hand. On the regular guitar, I could play. On that one, with the same left hand positions, I have the normal, but I can do. Or. Expand my horizons. Because I'm a piano player, I used to be in front of eight different notes, full of different octaves.
Gismonti's willingness to stretch boundaries brought him into the realm of jazz. One of his most notable collaborations is with bassist Charlie Hayden. They've performed and recorded together over the years, and Hayden says that Gismonti is a virtuoso. But for all his technical wizardry, his heart is in his country's folk music and in its expressiveness.
He writes very distinctive compositions that are really indicative of just his personality and his childhood and upbringing in Brazil. He comes from a very special place in Brazil that's all about music. He really places importance on beautiful melodies and chord structures and voicings. And he makes mistakes. I mean, if he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake as far as reaching for a note and doesn't quite get it, but it's all in the emotion.
With his passion and respect for cultural traditions, Egberto Gismonti remains committed to his own vision of how they fit together. After 30 years and some 50-odd recordings, he sums up that vision in a word, irresponsibility.
To be irresponsible is feel free to accept new questions or accept doubts. I received from my mother this kind of influence. Make risks, Don't worry about making heroes. Make risks in your life.
To fund those risks, Egberto Gismonti is completing a film score. Then he'll take his chances on a collaboration with a poet. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Mercer in Rio de Janeiro.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.